With clear skies developing from the north, lows of around 10 to 14 degrees, Charles.
Elizabeth, thank you very much indeed. Well, now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday the 6th of July. The general synopsis at midnight: low, southern Norway, 997, slow moving, filling, 998 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming northwest, 4 to 6. Drizzle at first, then showers later, good, occasionally poor at first. North at Zira, south at Zira. Variable, 3 or less, becoming northwesterly, 3 to 5. Drizzle at first, then showers later, good, occasionally poor until later. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Westerly, 3 to 5 at first, except in northwest 40s and Cromarty. Otherwise, northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Fisher, southwesterly, veering northwesterly, 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later in west. Occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover. West or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 2 to 4, then northwest, 4 to 6 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth, North Biscay. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly, 4 to 6. Rain or drizzle, then showers, thundery in White. Good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. South Biscay, westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Fitzroy, northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 in far southeast. Rain or drizzle for a time, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Westerly or northwesterly, veering northerly later, 4 to 6. Occasional rain or drizzle, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in west and south, and later 7 later in north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, north or northwest, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle. North or northwest, 3 to 5. Backing west or northwest, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Faroes, variable, 2 to 4. Becoming westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6 in west. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Southeast Iceland, westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5 later. Showers, fog patches in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north. And now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 on the 6th of July. Tidy automatic, northwest, 4, heavy drizzle, 6 miles, 1004, rising slowly. Stornoway, northeast by north, 4, slight rain, 12 miles, 1004, rising slowly. Lerwick, north, 4, 19 miles, 1002, rising slowly. Lucas, west-southwest, 2, rain, 4 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Bridlington, west, 2, 1005, now rising. Sandetti light vessel automatic, southwest by west, 5, 1 mile, 1008. Greenwich light vessel automatic, southwest, 4, 1000 metres, 1009. Jersey, west by south, 4, rain, 200 metres, 1011, falling. Channel light vessel automatic, west by south, 4, 11 miles, 1010. Scilly automatic, west by north, 4, recent drizzle, 7 miles, 1011, falling. Valentia, northwest, 3, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 1012, now falling. Ronaldsway, west by south, 3, 15 miles, 1005, falling more slowly. And Malin Head, west-northwest, 4, 24 miles, 1006, rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Sunday the 6th of July. The general situation, the west to southwesterly airflow currently affecting southern and eastern parts of the United Kingdom will gradually veer during the next 24 hours, leaving all areas in a north to northwesterly flow. Showers will affect most areas, some of which will be heavy. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northeast, backing northwest, 3 to 5, but becoming variable 3 or less for a time at first in Moray Firth. Showers, good. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, westerly or northwesterly, 2 to 4, veering northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, but becoming variable 3 or less for a time in south. Occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west or southwest, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming north or northwest, 4 or 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 3 or less, becoming north or northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers and also thundery rain for a time at first, good, occasionally poor at first. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly, becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, then veering northwesterly later. Rain, then showers, thundery at times, good, occasionally poor. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or southwest, 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, then veering northwest, 3 to 5. Rain at first in east, otherwise showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, westerly, 3 to 5 at first in east, otherwise northwesterly, 4 to 6, then veering northerly later in west. Occasional drizzle, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, westerly, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, then veering northerly later in west. Occasional drizzle, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, west or northwest 3 to 5, veering north or northwest 5 or 6 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, northwesterly 4 to 6, veering northeasterly 3 to 5 for a time, except in far northwest. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, northwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or drizzle at times, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, northwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6. Rain at times, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 at times in far north. Occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Mull of Kintyre to Arnamurchan Point, west or northwest 3 to 5, veering north or northwest 4 to 6. Occasional rain or drizzle, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. From Ardmurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in far south. Occasional rain or drizzle at first in south, otherwise showers, good, occasionally poor at first in south. And Shetland Isles, northerly, backing northwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, decreasing 3 at times later in west. Mainly fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin, and it brings the time to just a shade before 5:44. Time now for Bells on Sunday, which this week comes from St Peter's Church in Evercreech in Somerset. The church building dates from the 14th and 15th centuries and is a fine example of the perpendicular style. Its 94-foot-tall tower was said by the famous architectural historian Nicholas Pevsner to be the finest in the country. There are 10 bells, all of which were cast by the John Taylor Foundry of Loughborough in 1948. The tenor bell weighs 21 hundredweight and is tuned to the note of E-flat. And we'll hear them now ringing crantacators. Of St Peter's Church in Evercreech, Somerset. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 6:15. Time now for In Touch with Peter White.
Hello. The sound of summer, if ever there was one, signalling the start of the BBC's coverage of the Wimbledon fortnight. One of the more recent innovations has been the fiercely contested wheelchair version. So could the next be an event for visually impaired tennis players? We look at what's reckoned to be the fastest growing VI sport. But first, it's back to the drawing board for the government's attempts to reform our welfare system. This programme is being recorded before the debate on the welfare bill, but we already know that there's major relief for blind and partially sighted people currently receiving PIPs or the